Hey, it's Melissa, and the North Carolina Gospel Announcers Guild is in town, and of course it brings all sorts of wonderful talent, gospel talent in our area. And his name is Javen, here to tell us about his new project. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm so glad to be down here in the South.
In the South? Where are you from?
Los Angeles, California.
The City of Stars. Well, with that said, I was reading your bio. You're a singer, a songwriter, an actor, or a speaker, a producer. And with all of those talents, what led you into gospel singing?
Well, this CD, The Worship in the Now, first off, thanks for having me. The Worship in the Now CD is basically actually coming back to my first love. Doing the, you know, producing and acting and all that kind of stuff. I led worship for Paula White at the Without Walls Church, like in the 90s all the way up to about 2003. So I was there for almost 10 years. Even though it's been some years since doing that kind of stuff,
right.
I'm glad to be back.
So starting off at the church, you would say that's a good place to start?
Totally. You know, one of the things that, you know, you always get that question. I know you know about this. You always get that question of, you know, up and coming artists. Where do I get started? How do I get on? You know, what do I do and whatnot? And I always tell people, you know what? Don't neglect the local church, you know. Don't neglect the opportunity to pour into regular people. The first thing a label is going to want to know is who knows you, who's heard you, you know, who's been following your ministry. And one of the things that we did while I was in Tampa for all those years, and I was a young man, I was right out of college, but even in that experience, I would still go out on the weekends and would sing at the local Starbucks.
You would sing at Starbucks.
Starbucks. I would get a little band and get some of the two singers, and we'd sing original material, and sometimes we'd cover some stuff. We'd go all around in the Tampa Bay area, St. Pete area. We'd sing at these Starbucks, these Barnes & Nobles, Panera Breads, and pack the place out. And the businesses would love it because we would bring so many people, so they'd keep asking us to come back. And that was how I got my first record deal. So, because I would do that on Fridays and Saturdays, and then, of course, lead worship on Sundays at the church. But it was when I was at a Barnes & Noble in Clearwater, Florida, that a record exec walked in, saw me singing, saw all these silver-headed white people, black people, young people, old people, and was like, man, that kid got something. And that was how I got my first record deal.
Wow. Now, was this all before the praise and worship leader at
this
Paula
was during White's? It. This was while it was going on. So there I was building our music, because I built the music department there. Let me be clear about that. When I got to the church, Paula White wasn't Paula White.
Wow.
I wasn't me. The church wasn't the church. We were all, you know, it was a two-year-old church, and we were all trying to make our way. It wasn't nothing pretty, you know, but we had a big heart and a big vision. So we, you know, got on board and made that thing happen, and that church grew to become over 20,000 at that time. But while I was doing that, but I always understood, and that's something that I don't even know why we're going this way with the interview, but no, I always understood that, you know, when you work with a senior pastor, when you work with your leadership, you know, those that are working or looking to work with the ministry, that is a vision that God has given to that pastor.
Right.
You know, and it's okay to submit your will so that their vision can come to pass. Because if you'll do that, God will make yours come to pass.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Melissa, I'm a living witness. I go there for about 10 years. I went to a Christian school, sung in a lot of Christian bands. A lot of my friends were taking off going to Nashville, getting deals. Yeah. I can tell you all kind of country artists that I'm close friends with, that I sung with back in the day. A lot of your CCM artists, if we started naming them, a lot of those kids I sung with and whatnot. So they were getting deals. God told me to go to the church. You don't think I'm upset about that? I am upset. First year, I was crying like a baby every time I would have to go to work. Lord, what is going on? My dream has died. I have to give my life, my youth to somebody else's church. I don't want to be a church minister of music. I don't want to be a worship leader. And God says, this is where you have to be. And I stayed there, like I said, faithfully and committed to it. And I really thought, you know, Lord, if this is all you have for me, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to lead these people in worship, do the best I can to bring and usher in your presence. And can I tell you, 10 years into that thing, the first record deal came, then the movies came, and folks started pulling me left and right. Pastor Randy gave me his blessing, said, you know what? It's your time, man. You got to move on. You got to go ahead and do your thing. I moved to Los Angeles, California, and I've been there since for 10 years now. I went there in 2003. God opened doors for movies, record opportunities, producing, stage plays, all kind of stuff. And I can truly say that it's all based on the foundation of worship. which is why I'm so excited about the Worship in the Now CD, because that's what it's all about. It's about getting America worshiping. It's about getting our communities worshiping. Our churches know about we have the best preachers. Let's be honest. Can't nobody preach better than us.
Right.
Can't nobody praise. We can shout and dance. You can't find a better shouting church than when you come to our churches. But I think we forgot the element of worship. Even prayer. We have the best prayer. I mean, we can pray for 2 hours straight.
But now, you signed on with Ty Scott Records. You teamed up with Jonathan Nelson. Tell us about this project.
The project was recorded live at the Faith Center, which is a big rocking church down in Fort Lauderdale. Jonathan's the worship leader for that church. Mm-hmm. The pastor of that church, Bishop Henry Fernandez, he came up under my dad. My dad was a bishop, the late Bishop James Campbell. I'm number 12 out of 13 children.
Preacher's kid.
I know, from South Florida. So anytime I would come down to Florida to visit the family, I always stop by the Faith Center. And that's how me and Jonathan got to know each other, because he had recently come there to be the worship leader. And we got to talking about this idea. Israel Houghton, I must say, I need to go on record. Israel was the one that said to me, man, you've got to do a live praise and worship album. That's your thing. That's your niche. Mm-hmm. You really need it. Because we were doing a lot of artist stuff and different things. We had, you know, some success here and there.
Right.
But he was like, man, your thing is worship. You need to do it. So anyways, we got to talking about it. Me and Jonathan decided to produce it and make it happen. We recorded the CD, and it's just this project that just has all of these what I like to call vertical songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in gospel, you get a lot of testimonial songs.
Right.
We sing to one another how we got over, how we're going to get over, how we're going to get our stuff and all that.
Right.
But sometimes you have to take a pause on your agenda, your issues, your circumstances, and you have to give God his due. If you are really a believer, I think that people don't understand the power of worship. And what I mean by that is when you look at the word worship in the Greek or the Hebrew, it literally means three things. It means to be open. It means to sacrifice, and it means to submit. And this is why when we say this, make the statement, worship is a lifestyle, we're getting there, but we're not quite there yet. Worship is not necessarily a lifestyle. Worship is the way we were created. That's how we operate. You sitting here today, sacrificing, submitting for whatever reason. Rather, it's for the love of what you do. Rather, it's for to make sure your kids have food on the table. Or rather, it's to make sure your family has a roof over their head. You're submitting. You're sacrificing. Now, you've taken it a step further. You're taking the gospel. You're taking a message of Christ. You're submitting. You're sacrificing. And now you're doing as unto God. You're worshiping. And that's how powerful it is for us to begin to understand that in everything we do, when we speak to a stranger, when we take care, when we kiss our babies, when we love people that we know been talking about us like a dog, we can edify God in all those areas. And when we do that, God honors that. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. So you telling me when I began to do this as unto God, God won't show up?
Yes.
And when God shows up, we know what happens. Things got to change.
Javen, you better go ahead and preach over there. I'm telling you. I think you got me on that one. I'm like, you better preach, preacher. Preacher's kid.
I'm just saying, man, it's all about the worship, you know. God is really calling us. You know, people ask me about the title a lot. And it's a title that God gave me. God said, Worship in the Now. That's the title of your album. I went and wrote the song for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the CD opens up with just the congregation singing. Right. And that's something else, you know, that I try to tell people. That's how you know you're in a good worship service, when everybody's singing.
Yeah.
You know, not, you know, we got, so Demita Haddon is on there leading with me. Marvin Winans Jr. is leading on there with me. Jonathan Nelson, of course, is on there. LaRue Howard. It's a bunch of artists on there singing. But you know what you get? There's no big eyes, no little U's. You just got a bunch of people that love the Lord and that are worshiping together with us.
I'm loving it. Looking forward to hearing it. So tell us, when will it be available? Is it out in stores? Where's your website? All those good things that we can go and find it.
It comes out May the 21st, Tuesday, May the 21st. We're so excited about it. It's going to be available in Walmart, so don't be ashamed to go to Walmart. Amen.
Amen. I love Walmart.
Everything you need.
Everything.
But it's in Walmart, and it's going to be available on iTunes or wherever digital music is sold. Of course, the Christian bookstores, you can find it there. And then people can log on to my website, which is javenonline.com, and my name is spelled J-A-V-E-N. Online.com, and Worship in the Now has its own website, and that's worshipinthenow.com, and Worship in the Now Twitter, Worship in the Now Facebook, and my Twitter and Facebook is Javen Online. So it's either Javen Online or Worship in the Now. And I do want to say this right quick, Melissa. As a result of the recording, we launched the Worship in the Now conference. We've done about four or five of them now. It's been very powerful. We've launched a Worship in the Now Bible study called The Encounter. It does twice a month down in Miami at the TBN Studios. That's been powerful. We launched the Worship in the Now prayer line. Just did one last night. I get on the prayer line. I do devotionals. We talk, and we encourage the people, and then we pray for all their needs. So people can find out about all that at worshipinthenow.com.
I love it, Javen. I absolutely love it. Well, thank you again for coming by. Before you go, I know, like you said, when we started out, you're here with the Gospel Announcers Guild.
Yes.
And I know they have showcases every evening.
Yes.
Are you going to be a part of one of those?
Yes. I'm going to be performing tomorrow night. We're going to be performing the single, Worshiper in Me. That's the song I wrote with Jonathan Nelson, and it's the one that's out that's been doing pretty well. I don't know if you play it or not, but
well, we're going to definitely listen to it and see if we can get on it. You got me excited about this project now.
Mm-hmm. I would pray, Pete, that you would No, okay. I'm going to be it's a great song. It really is. It's called Worshiper in Me.
All right, Sheraton Imperial, that's an RTP, so anyone who's listening to this,
come on, y'all.
Go on out tomorrow night, Thursday night.
I ain't bad looking either.
And check out Javen. Well, they can catch you on what are the films you've been on? Preacher's Kid,
One Night with the Kid. Yeah,
They can catch you. No, he's not bad looking. Are you married?
Yeah, I'm not married.
Oh, you might get a crowd down
there.
That's
right. Come on.
Praise Jesus. Praise God. Praise God.
Bring some food. That's all. It don't take much. Now let me stop.
Javen, it's been an awesome experience. Thank you for your teaching. Thank you for your sharing. Go out, get a CD, and check them out at the Gospel Announcers Guild tomorrow night.
Thank
God
you.
Grace and peace to you. Godspeed to you. Thank you, Javen.
Thank you. God bless you.